What is going on, everybody? This is Raw Star, and beside me is CW, and you're listening to
The Misfit Effect.
Didn't mess it up that time. So, CW, you said you had a topic you want to go into, so go ahead and introduce us to the topic from your wonderful mind.
I'm sure this is annoying. These sour Skittles are so good. But I'm sure somebody's like, ooh, I like that. I like that chewing sound in my ear. Anyway.
That's just ASMR.
What I want to. It's sweet and then tangy because sometimes I rub my body with raw apple cider vinegar. It's kind of good for my skin, I guess. But it kind of stinks. Smells real funky. Like you've been working at Brooks Barbecue. Woo! I missed that place. See, shout out to Brooks Barbecue. Great barbecue.
The only thing I've ever used apple cider vinegar for is to help season meat and to catch gnats.
You can gargle with it. You can just drink it.
I mean, I know people use
it. You can remove warts with it. Even ones on genitalia. But it's a painful process. Not one I've experienced personally. First hand, second hand. That's a story for another day. Check out my 5 minutes of comedy. Somewhere out there on the internet, I have a joke about it.
You know what?
Honestly, talk about friendship.
This is completely random from our podcast, but so most of you know we also had have a YouTube channel and various stuff on there. And one of the in one of the videos, it has Chris doing comedy on there, and someone actually just randomly made comments on your video like 2 days ago.
Really? What'd they say?
I think they just made a face and said funny. It was just like a random.
I did think I did tell somebody in the last like week or two, like, yeah, I got comedy online.
I mean, so yeah, someone must have went out there and checked you out.
Hey, you know.
I mean, you're the comedian of the bunch. I'm just a
motherfucker be getting yuck yucks.
Yeah, well, and this is me interviewing you now. So why have you been recently, CW?
Where have I been? Larry?
Why haven't you been doing stand-up recently?
I have got a lot of motivation issues. And, you know, some people are highly motivated despite the use of certain substances. But I smoke a lot of pot, so I don't do much. I end up in my head a lot. Also, I guess because it affects my short-term memory, I have lots of jokes, but I tell them and then I forget them. Like, I mean that's for everybody, but I can feel like sometimes when I'm telling the joke, the structure like of it coming together. Like, if I delivered this exactly the same way on stage, it work, but my little weed demon is like, forget about that, bruh. So, let's smoke another blunt and then take a nap or a grow nap because we've been working out hard.
So is that your way of trying to tell you something that if you
procure? I didn't stop smoking weed.
Yes,
but I'm addicted.
Yes, but there
mentally
there are solutions for that. Your solutions for that.
Like what I'm going to do? Stop?
Yes. I mean.
Okay. You, people that get off drugs.
CW.
Hats off to you.
I'm going to tell you something about yourself.
How do you change your whole. It's kind of hard to change your whole like friendship circle.
I'm going to tell you something about yourself. So you. You need to sit that down because they can hear every time you pick that up, and they can hear you.
I want Skittles, though.
You can wait.
Okay, let me get.
Anyway, see, this is
to get a bowl.
This right now is the same thing that we're talking about now. your toleration. The thing is this: you run a lucrative business. You get up every day. You have the motivation to get up every day, and you train people. And you're motivated to keep yourself in shape, so the appearance of yourself is good, respectful to your clients and those you are training. And you have the motivation to know each one of the clients that you're training and to know what they need in order for them to succeed. You know you can do all that, okay? You just got to put that same motivation into that, into pursuing the comedy that you do.
But a nigga getting paid.
Exactly. You can get paid both ways, sir.
Yeah, that's true. It's just I'm so fucking lazy. I need to get that. I need to stop saying that.
Yeah.
I'm a highly motivated, energetic, and able individual that gets things done.
Exactly. Excuses are tools. Don't use those tools.
I'm never ignorant. I'm getting goals accomplished.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, Tupac.
So yeah, you can't use excuses, because if you've never heard his comedy, go on the Broadway Memphis page and various other places on YouTube and look his comedy up. He's very, very hilarious. But and since I've known him for 19 years.
Yeah.
Finger? 19,
18. Oh, I thought. Yeah.
Really cool 17 years. Yeah.
A long ass time. Yeah.
I know you were a high school graduate year age. So, and I've heard your comedy over the years. And if you apply that, I believe that you are doing a disservice to your common man, not out there giving them your humor. Why are you doing a disservice to man?
Because it's so easy to be full of potential instead of being a failure.
Exactly.
Boom.
The thing is, it's like
moment of clarity.
If you use that full potential, you know how much money you can make? Because like people have come to you and say,
"But I got a poor mindset."
Exactly.
So how am I gonna?
You got to change that.
No. I was joking, but okay.
I mean,
I wasn't. But
I think they want to call this.
Go
put him down. Put him down.
Fuck.
I think they want to call this episode the intervention of CW to effect.
And I know I still love you.
And that ugly cry is what you should be doing right now.
Oh man. I do cry ugly. Where is my? Oh, it fell.
But no. But seriously though.
You need
to really put some of that effort in, because like
I know this weed is hindering me.
I've told you for years, how hilarious you are. You need to apply that even on here.
But I be thinking like I'm just like conversationally funny. It's different being like a funny guy and being a comedian. But I guess I get in my head.
Thought about it.
Stop thinking and be showing.
I have been on the stage and I have made people laugh, strangers laugh.
See?
And I guess we do have, I mean, I assume that everyone that listens to our podcasts are friends or family or Russian bots. So,
You said what now?
Friends, family, or Russian bots.
No, I believe we actually got viewers.
Or we maybe. Maybe.
I mean, like.
Maybe.
I know that.
If you're a real one, Venmo be $10. No, I'm joking. I really need
no,
it,
No, because
though.
Seriously, though, like, it's, nah, they've always been going up and up. So someone out there, and I post this on random
places, and people be like, yeah. I'll listen to this shit. What? These guys are kind of funny.
Because
this is
honestly,
weird.
Like before some people have come on, they said, I wonder what our effect is going to be.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Yeah. What? We got to keep going. We got to keep going.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I've been waiting until we get to a certain number, and I was going to repost like, the old ones to, you know, generate people to see.
Generate?
You know, our older stuff from when Cali was on with Jada Fire. Wow. Wow.
Somebody went back. Went back.
No, I actually just saw a picture of her like a few days ago.
How's she looking?
No. Someone posted a picture of her in old pictures.
Okay.
Cherokee, Pinky, Lacey Duvall and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Side note about Lacey. Our guest a few weeks ago was talking about how he was loving her growing up. And it was interesting to me because, like,
she was one of the hot ones.
Like, I love Lacey. I mean, like before I started watching who I watch now a lot, Lacey was my go-to.
I'm bored, man.
Lacey, cut your phone off.
Oh, shit. A lot of shit's happening.
Yeah, Lacey was my go-to. And the thing is now, like, she's on my Facebook page on her real name, and it's like, then I see her.
Now you got somebody being like, I'm about to scour these five. Was it like whatever?
I see her kid growing up, and it's like, I can't walk you no more, Mother Lacey. Huh. I have her phone on my phone right now, yeah. And it's like. And it's under her real name, too. So it's like,
Yeah, like, I see you in a different light, so this fantasy no longer works for me. Like, I was watching The Deuce, and they're like, oh, like, so this pimp becomes an actor, and then one of his hoes is going to school. One of his girls is going to school, and she, like, watched him act. And she's like, well, you know, you let me see that being a pimp is a role. Like, you're something different from a pimp. Like, being a pimp is a role. So she was like, being a hoe was a role for me. And now we both finished with those roles. So kind of high. So I lost things.
So she graduated from being a hoe.
Yeah. But what were we talking about that? Because I was really.
We were talking about. I had brought up Lacey because...
Yeah, I see you in a different light now, so this thing doesn't work for me. Like how, you know, I can't see you. I can't go back to seeing you like, ooh, you're blah, blah, blah.
And that's another thing with me knowing the people in this industry. Because I know a long time ago, I introduced CW to somebody. And they both had majors in psychology, right?
Oh yeah.
And so it's like they were over there talking, having a full on conversation about that. And I'm over here on the side just like, okay, I have no idea what they're talking about. And so and afterwards he was like, I don't even like I can't look at her now. It's just like I know your hopes and dreams. I know what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, the fantasy is no longer like. It's just not that you're real. I'm sorry. Which was weird because like then it's when like, you meet someone and then they become real like that, you got to realize like wow, you know, you're really consuming a product, something that's not reflecting reality in most instances. And it's interesting, and then you got to see like wow, so that's how they push, that's how things are pushed, and also that's how, you know, it's guys that are mostly behind the camera, and that's how we see things, which is like yes, that's true, but then it's like damn, it's a poor representation of what men think of like. Men, male-female interactions.
Well, that's why people really like Brie Mills as a director in that industry because she basically does girls, but like she has a good idea of what the audience enjoys looking at.
Which, that's funny.
And she always tries to, she also asks the talent, you know, she takes what I'm looking for, ideas, the professional word for that, from the talent, too, in order to do what she does.
Okay.
So she's, you know, she's really respected, so. But anyway.
So she's like Eileen / Candy on The Deuce. This relates a lot. Because it's a woman, it's a female director, and, like, she's able to. Well, she directs the films a lot better than the guys do. Mm-hmm. Especially when it gets the female talent to actually go.
And what's weird, though, is I just said a second ago, the main person I watch, like, she's like, she randomly started streaming on Twitch.
And now he addicted.
And I mean, like, I watch a lot of people on Twitch. We've had a few Twitch people. Yes, we have one person who's been waiting to get on the show.
On this show, what's their Twitch name? I don't ever be on Twitch.
Her Twitch name
is Behind the Times. I'm getting old, man.
Her Nesba, her Nesba. Her screen name is Nesba.
Nesba.
TTTV.
TTV. How you know her from Twitch?
From Twitch, yeah.
Did you meet at a Twitch meetup?
I met Nesba randomly. I forget how I. Oh, this is how I met her.
Were you?
So I was watching my friends Sunny underscore Black Media. They're a band.
Standing on the sidewalk.
They're a band and they play music.
Is that what
you're
doing?
And they also stream. Either stream their them playing instruments or singing. Whatever, he sings really well. Or they play League of Legends.
League of Legends.
So they had got off early, and I was looking for people to watch because it was only like, stop doing that. See, and you see right now, fellas,
right now,
and
fellas,
ladies and gents, this right here this is right what we're talking here, about. Marijuana.
Marijuana
is bad.
Marijuana's bad.
This right, what he's showing you right now.
Okay, I stop.
is the egg getting cracked? Anyway. anyway,
you want this egg cracked?
Anyway, but no, I was watching them and they got off early.
Early.
So
I'll stop. Sorry. I forgot. That quick. Ah, go ahead.
And one of our guests we had on already, Agent Blue Jay, was streaming. And Agent Blue Jay.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Becca.
Yeah.
And, no, I remember. She was on, and like, that's how I ended up going to her stream. And when she got offline, it was like a recommended thingy, whatever, when I got off, and it showed Nesba, and then I clicked her stream. And I found both of them the same day, probably about like 2 hours apart. Oh, and that's how I started watching both of them.
Watching both of them?
And I'm actually a mod in all four of these streams I just said now.
Hmm?
They made me a moderator in all four of these things.
Hey, that's cool.
So it's like I'm modding the person who I watch a lot. And it's like weird a little bit because it's like she messaged me saying make sure this doesn't happen. So it's like I'm still going to watch her. Don't get me wrong. She does girl. She's good at it. But it's just a little weird. I don't know her real name yet. I've only met her IRL once. I was at the parade for No One Prop 60.
Oh, yeah.
For the condoms.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your marijuana use.
My marijuana use. Well, we got to talk about me, man.
We're talking about you because we're talking about your comedy. Man. We're talking about your comedy.
We're talking about my comedy,
this
man.
This is the intervention of CW.
What do you want me to do with the comedy, man?
I mean, you have to go out there.
I guess if I wasn't tired and had a car.
That's an excuse.
And lazy. I mean, I make a lot of excuses. So I gotta get through a lot of them to do stuff.
Yeah, and like, and for,
I mean, and especially because it's real excuses. Let me tell you, Pete, why it's people excuses, people. Because you know, I've been in the same situation, worse situations than I am now. I mean, this situation ain't too bad, but and I was doing more, so it really is like, wow, you've gotten lazier.
No, you got, like, and I'm going to say this. Cause
I got confidence issues.
I'm going to say this to you, and it's kind of a reflection of me, too. You're not getting lazier. You're getting too comfortable.
Yeah. I'm not even comfortable, though.
What I mean is, like, you're stagnant.
I'm stagnant. I'm like a pool of dirty water.
And you're like,
dogs are stepping in it. You're bums of, are pissing
you're
in
kind
it.
Of, you're kind of the mommy right now.
The mom.
Damn, you're wrong.
That's a river. That's flows.
Yeah, and you're just going with the flow.
I'm not even going with the flow. I'm trying to strike out. Oh yeah, okay, so. They'll tell you that I'm going to get some...
Go through the filter.
They'll tell you that I'm going to get some spin bikes?
No.
I'm going to get some spin bikes. And it's going to be a part-time spin studio.
Oh, I
see. So I can make some money when I'm not here.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to, you know...
But I got to do some things. I just got to keep moving. I got to just... You know what? That's the thing. Like... weed is such a habit for me that sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. And then I just smoke and I'm like, oh, I'm high. And I'm like, oh, fuck. If I would have just thought about it before, I should have been like, I shouldn't have smoked. But it's such a habit at times in my day that I'm just like, oh, what am I doing? And it's like, there's so many things I can do it. And then my mind starts to clear and it's like, yeah, there's so many things. 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 Yes, but the weed's like, hey, man, we got an appointment right now. And I'm like, fuck. Okay, I got an appointment right now. I'll have you guys later.
Do you remember what I told you 3.5 years ago?
No.
I said, every time you get the idea to smoke something, write a joke.
Write a joke? That's hard.
Yeah, I'm not exactly.
To remember.
Do?
See, I forgot.
That's not hard to remember. That's
That's
not hard.
You know what? I need to go over some of these podcasts. These some good yuck yucks in here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to, you know, get you to where you need to be to.
Thank you.
Because like,
appreciate it.
Yeah, so you have to go out there and pursue your wisdom.
Pursue my wisdom.
Like, you got to remember, like, even though you aren't pursuing acting full-time anymore, that is what you came out here to do.
That's true.
Though I enjoy coming to your fine facility over here in North Hollywood on Willow Crest.
Thank you. Come through.
Become
a client. Help me free myself from being a one-trick pony.
But... You know, you came out here with...
And get a great body.
With an initial purpose.
Yes.
It's like I came out here with an initial purpose. You know, I might not be doing exactly what I wanted to do, but I'm doing something that's adjacent to what I wanted to do.
That's true.
And, you know, you can go ahead and do the same thing, CW. You don't realize the amount of power that you have to do certain things.
Give it to me. Tell me I'm powerful.
I'm just... Anyway.
Nah, I believe. Thank you. I'm not trying to trivialize what you're saying. Or, you know, that's a defense mechanism. Making but like, oh.
Exactly. You gotta let down that wall and be vulnerable and then attack what you want to
do. I don't know. It's just like, sometimes I feel like I'm afraid of my relationships with people changing. If I stop smoking weed,
you don't have to stop. You just have to.
No, but I do. I think.
I mean, put it like this:
like I gotta stop like during the week.
I gotta
stop on the majority.
You have 24 hours in a day.
Yes, and I'm.
That lying. Is how many a week?
24 hours? I don't know. I'm not about to do the math right now. It's a lot. So, I mean.
168. So of that 168 hours in a week, that 64 hours of sleep.
What's that?
8 hours a night.
8 hours a night. That's 8 hours a night, 8 times a week. Huh? Yeah, 8 times 8 fell on the floor and became 64. Don't you remember that from school? But I get what you're saying. But I only sleep about 5-6 hours. Anyway,
of all those hours,
yeah.
Put aside 3 of them for marijuana.
3 of them. I do. It only take 10 minutes to smoke.
Yeah. But
think oh, you about mean this. Like to be high? All right. Sure.
That's,
I don't think this is probably great for my business. Talking about how I'm all high all the time and then say, come train with me.
That's well, the thing is, you're focused when you train.
Very.
You don't. Hey, put that back down. See, yes. Like, the thing is, when you come to train, you're not under the influence of anything.
That's
and
true.
And you are focused on what your goal is. I said that earlier.
It's not very easy.
And the thing is, like you have all the you have this free time in your personal time, whatever. And instead of pursuing a side goal that you wanted to accomplish and was your mission,
YouTube,
huh?
Oh, no, go
ahead. You said BT. Yeah, I know.
I'll be on YouTube.
I said it earlier. This we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you.
No, I'm talking about me.
And
that's what I do.
Yeah, and you have all this time, right? You have, and you can just attack what your goal is. You know, when you're feeling the urge to sit back and blaze one, you sit back and say, okay, comedy time. What happened to your book of jokes? You had a whole.
They're around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Then around, I started writing in my memo pad.
Yeah, around here, around there, not here in front of you.
I'm doing a podcast right now.
You know what I meant. Do you know where the book is located right this second?
Exactly. Yes.
You said maybe yes.
It's over there.
Yeah, it's a maybe yes. That's not necessarily.
Okay, I'll touch it in a minute. Shit.
You probably haven't touched it in 2000.
Jokes.
You probably haven't touched it in 2019. And we're in June. You're over there thinking.
Like, I have written a joke since then. Maybe.
See?
Thanks.
I bet.
I'm feeling great.
I bet you haven't picked up a notebook since I drug you to.
No, man. Yeah.
I drug you to an event and made you do comedy in English to a bunch of Spanish people.
Yep.
So. I told you something, CW. And if she would have won, she said she wanted to invite you to the North to perform. She lost, but she said if she would have won, she was going to invite you to Sacramento. The politician you performed for.
Oh. Wow.
Did you forget that?
Oh, yeah.
She lost. So, yeah, a politician.
Who wants to go to Sacramento anyway?
We talked about that. But no, like,
hey, have you watched Jailbirds?
We talked about this last time.
Yeah, man.
Marijuana.
I love that. Well, I can't remember every single thing. You know what the funny thing is? If I didn't smoke, nobody would say anything to me about my, like, oh, you forgot that? They just gloss over it and be like, oh, yeah, you tell me. But then they'd be like, hey, even other people that smoke weed, you smoke too much weed. I mean, you be smoking with me every time I smoke, man. Not every time, but.
That tells you something. If your influencers are telling you that you do it too much.
No, they're not telling me I'm doing it too much. I don't know. We don't talk about it. I did mention about slowing down or quitting, and then I was told, like, maybe you don't need to quit. Maybe you should just, and I'm like, I kind of do need to quit. But I got a big bag of weed at home right now.
Exactly. Just look at it and just let it.
But I can't let it dry out and go bad.
Well, I mean, like,
I gotta smoke it all.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
only gotta smoke it all. Marijuana.
Okay. Put it like this: that bag you have right now, make that your last bag of the entire of the summer.
Last bag of 2018.
Of the summer.
Of the summer. I got festivals coming up. Okay. I'll make it last. Bag of the summer that is not concert event related.
Okay, we're gonna hold you to that. We got you.
You heard it here, folks.
Okay, it's
Chris is getting off the wacky tobacco. Let's see how things change. I'm getting real aggressive.
Since you are adding a stipulation in there, we might as well just make it the entire year then.
Oh, so I can only smoke weed at festivals?
Yep.
And on weekends?
No, at festivals.
I got too many friends to smoke weed.
Exactly. You can't let your.
I don't want to be a millionaire yet. I guess I'll have to do this.
You have friends that do cocaine. Are you going to do cocaine with those friends?
Yes. I mean, no. I don't know. How much have I been drinking?
You from
which one?
You from Gary, Indiana? You know at least one crackhead.
Yeah. What you mean? You mean you from Gary, Indiana? And you don't know what a crackhead is.
So you telling me you friends with Jimmy the crackhead?
I'm friends with the dregs.
So
the people they scrape up from the bottom.
So are you gonna start doing crack with Jimmy the crackhead?
Nah, crack is whack. Crack is cheap. Show me the receipts.
Exactly. She did.
Show
crack.
Me the receipts.
Yeah. You don't
addicted to love.
I mean, like. You can see her scratching. That's how you know a crackhead.
R.I.P.
Not a crackhead. That's a... What is that?
One of the greatest vocalists of the 20th century.
But anyway.
Wendy's.
Focus, Chris.
I'm focused, man.
Are you just one... See, the thing is, everybody out there...
I just need...
The thing is, like, everything you, like this right.
I just need
even you.
I just need a recorder all the time. Everything, I just need a recorder all the time.
Even you going, you're basically like just reaffirming the fact.
Okay. Weed is not as safe as people think. It can fuck up your life for about 5 to 10% of weed smokers. Look it up. It's like some of us are like alcoholics. But for weed, and that's me, see, and I'm a functioning one. But like, it's just, you know, I know all the things. Especially now that I have more knowledge and insight on certain things, I know how much I can do if I wasn't smoking weed. And then I feel like a fat bastard because I'd be like, I smoke weed because I'm depressed. Depressed because I smoke weed.
Someone break this down to you.
Kind of.
In order to make a fortune.
I don't. It's not a very good coping mechanism.
In order to make a fortune.
Talk to me, buddy.
You have to do enough of what you want to do. And you got to stop wondering why you're not achieving that.
Is that what hoes don't make fortunes?
You got to be quick-willed. Then you got to be smart about it. Okay?
Where'd you get this from? Oh, my God. He read shit off my fucking wall. He with this guy. This guy. That's the movie that Key and Phil skit. He's like, cat. Ball of yarn.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm using your own words against you.
Man.
You got to know your worth. You got to be ready to do it. And you got to be strong about it.
Gotta be daring. You gotta be wild. You're a rare individual. Let the healing begin.
See? It's right there.
So, okay.
Your wall is telling you to get on your get on your mark. Your wall is telling you this. You put that on your wall and tell yourself to stop smoking marijuana.
No, I didn't put that on the wall for that reason. I believe I was pretty high when I came up with this stuff.
Exactly. And you were high.
I probably tried to spray it when I was high. That's why it's such a shoddy job.
Yeah, and you probably did it while you were high. And that high CW is trying to tell you something.
I want
to
get some cheap painters or something.
Someone's trying to tell you something, CW. And you need to go out there and listen to them. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself and achieve your goal and your mission. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is still the intervention of CW.
He really
did just
getting into me here.
Yeah, because if people out there, you know, they're listening and they're listening to me talking to you, and they're like, yeah, yeah, and they're saying this is a whole MTV episode right now of leading you into the direction that you need to go to. I'm not saying you have to quit completely. I mean, I know it's hard to quit completely. The thing is like if you spare it all enough, you can achieve more because you have your focus. I'm not telling you to stop enjoying random television shows or stop doing this, whatever, because I know that's enjoyment, that's entertainment. But the thing is like you have a gift to entertain others.
I'm not really crying, but what'd you say? I was looking on Facebook.
I said you have a gift.
No, I heard you. I'm just messing around.
So, see, and that's up to you to use that gift or to throw it away. You don't like even though I love certain actresses and performers, you don't want to be that lady who I seen was the mother, the grandmother, and Black Panther who waited until she was 96 years old to become an actress. Mm. And now she's known somewhat. But the thing is like, you know, it's good 10, 15 years. And she's in her 90s.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I can give this not doing drugs a try for a little bit and see if I'm successful. Now that I know a little bit, I could try and really approach things differently and, do a couple of things differently.
You got to be exceptional.
Yeah.
You got to show your originality and all your jokes. Well, you know, you're already
a legend. I'm already original, baby.
You're already loved. You got to be brave about everything you do.
Well, you know,
I don't have a problem telling people, kind of switching up on those personal pains into funny things.
Yeah.
It makes me think about something Steve Harvey said. Damn, he lost his show. He getting divorced. Damn, that sucks, man. Hopefully he gets picked up on another network and everything works out. But
it's not joke on Steve Harvey though. But like when they put out there he was getting divorced, everybody was playing out. So are you and Miss Stella going to listen to his book?
I mean, his book is telling you how to get a man to like marry you. What, right?
His book is telling women how to treat men.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But who says she listened?
I mean, like, no, what I'm saying is, like, you know, I agree with some of the stuff that's...
Maybe he's saying, this is how you treat a man. And if somebody doesn't do that, then that's the end of things. Sometimes. Maybe that's what happened. I mean, that's what kind of happens in the relationships. People stop treating each other like they want to be. Like
they grow and blossom.
They grow and blossom in different ways sometimes. And they stop treating each other like they treated each other like I think before. Or they might treat each other the same, but the other person has grown or blossomed.
I mean, so I'm just, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. You never know what happens in a relationship unless you're in it.
But you know, is the journey great? Yes.
Yes.
Let's not forget our end goal. You know?
Yeah.
I can't read that first you're funny. Right there. Is it something is a mind killer?
Fear is a mind killer.
Exactly. There you go. Like, I'm just reading what's on your wall, which you wrote. These are your words.
Nah, some of them are quotes. Fear is a mind killer is a quote.
Exactly, but it was in your mind to put that on there.
Yeah.
So these are stuff that you've written to tell others. Why can't you follow them yourself?
I try. It's all about I mean, you really want to do it, but it's all about the attempt. You always want to try, and it reminds me to keep trying. I mean, I can try harder, though.
Recently?
Yeah. I could try harder, though.
But like this. Have you written 5 jokes in the last 5 months?
Hey, I haven't tried lately.
I'm just saying that's.
But I mean, I've written joke concept downs.
That's a joke.
I've written joke plenty of joke concepts down, and things I'm like I haven't written the joke out completely.
because it's like I got this and I still need to formulate it. But yeah, I still write lots of joke concepts down if I have a joke. So no, I'm still doing that. I still write parts of jokes down, things to remind me, stuff like that. So yeah, I still do that, but yep. Not like writing in a set. But just I haven't like, written a set in a minute.
Just like when...
Or I haven't gone up. The thing is, I think I need to go up. More than I need to sit and write, I need to just go up.
Just like when Rod was on here, the best concept of certain jokes is just experiences or
experiences. Yeah, the unique twist.
Yeah, because like, you can like say, whoa, you know?
Like, so I gave her some Toblerone, and people are like, what?
I mean, you could remix Hairy Nipple.
Oh, that's such a mean story. Kinda. No, I mean, the thing is, like, how can I say this? I mean, besides racism and all kinds of new STDs that were popping up. I mean, besides some new ones that are popping up now, I couldn't live in, like, the 70s and stuff. Like, I don't want a furry pussy. I don't want some fur burger vagina. Like, and why I say that is that it reminds me of the story Rawstar was trying to tell about this girl and her hairy nipples in college. She came looking for my roommate. Oh, yeah, I guess I was a dirty dog. And we ended up making out, so I go down, you know, to like kiss on her nipples, and I'm like, oh man, she's got, you know, long thick hair, and I'm like, oh yeah, blah blah. I'm kissing on her, and I'm like, okay, she's got a lot of hair, like she's shedding. It's been shed a lot. I hope she's got healthy hair. And it looks healthy, but anyway, she's like, come over later, and I'm like, I don't know. And so my roommate and my other friend come back. And they're like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, man, you want me to come back to her crib? That's crazy, right? And they're like, yeah, man, that's crazy. You should go. Go. And I'm like, no, there's something weird. Like, something weird about her. Weird. So I go over to her. I end up going to her place. Hey, I'm like 19. And I lost my virginity, like, not too long. Like, a couple weeks. Years before, but I still hadn't been with a lot of women. So, you know, you take where you can get it. And she was cute too. She's cute.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
You thought she was gorgeous?
I mean, some people say she was cute.
She was cute. I mean, yeah, she's pretty. Well, I mean, now probably I don't know what she's doing with herself. Really? If she like glowed up or glammed up or something. Well, I'm the thing sure is she like, is.
I had to work. I worked with her. And uh-huh. The thing is, it's like...
She's just kind of socially awkward.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I constantly... Like, if I looked to my left, because where I worked at, she was always standing. So if I looked to my left and she was always...
Oh, she had a fat old
she
booty.
She had a big butt.
She had a fat old booty.
She had a nice butt.
She had a fat old booty.
But go ahead.
But, we got, and then it's like we started, and I was like, okay, she don't shave, her legs kind of hairy, that's okay. Her vagina's pretty hairy, she got the Prince, Purple Rain playing, and I'm like, this is cool, yeah, I'm down. And then, I'm like, sitting there, and I'm like, okay, she's taking a, and then she has like long, curly hair all around her areolas, like a man, like an Armenian man. Or a Greek man, or Italian man, or a very hairy Latin man, or like, I don't know, a light-skinned fellow with curly hair, I don't know, on her nipples. And it was just like, oh man, I should have known, because she had like Ashanti sideburns. And you know how people have that like little like happy trail of fur? She had like down the front and down the her like back, I think. And... So, I'm like, oh, I got, oh, God, this is, I can't believe, oh, like, why? What are you doing? And then I finished. And, hey, 19, okay, not going to run out of room on much. And then she's like, you want to stay tonight? I was like,
I got this thing where I got to sleep in my own room, own bed. And then I left. She's like, my roommate's going to be out. Nah, I'm good. And then she came over. We messed around like one more time. And then her friend tried to call me, like, to catch me up. And I was like, yeah, we can kick it. And she's like, you wrong. And I was like, your friend's got hairy nipples. And then she apologized. Her friend apologized. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I knew something was wrong because we were playing strip poker or something one day. And she was just all kind of weirdly hairy. And I was like, oh, fuck. That's crazy.
Okay. Like... And the thing is, what you just, the story you just said is hilarious.
And then other people know about it because she told other people about me and when I say it. And I'm like, I wouldn't tell people about that because it was just truth.
Yeah, but the thing is like.
But I guess you okay about being hairy? It's all cool now. Girls are dying their armpits hair, I'm sure, for thinking. And like women in the 70s like to have hairy legs. Nah, I'm good.
Like, and this is a personal preference. Like, I don't, like, I don't...
You can have a little tuft at the top. I mean, I don't want... I guess, you know, you better take this pussy however you can get it. But,
yeah.
However it's presented. But,
I like landing strips.
My preference is I don't want hair around the clitoral hood.
See, personally, I like landing strips and bald. I mean, like, I don't want.
He's like, whoa, you like it bald? Whoa, you want a little girl pussy? No, ugh.
I just
your vagina is not like a little girl's vagina. Yeah.
I just don't want to cough up a fur ball.
Exactly.
But anyway, the story you just told is a prime example. Of like, you know, comedy, which you just, the story itself is like from the
way it could have been hidden better.
The way that you even said, like, you know, I said, well, I knew something was wrong, so I went over there anyway. It's like, he's like something was wrong, but you know,
19 man,
I haven't had sex in a few days.
Shit. It was, I don't think I was messing with this girl that ended up breaking her heart later.
See, it was, and like, I know that wasn't your first.
Shout out to B. Brooks. Sorry.
I know that wasn't your first IU. I remember my first IU. I believe that person had planned that from jump.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't think about it until after I left. And I'm still kind of like feeling weird because we did that, what we had to do on her roommate's bed.
Nasty.
Her roommate was in the nap.
You know, when you're young, you just have no respect for people's spaces.
Well, I didn't know. I knew.
But no, you just don't. You still don't be caring. But you'd be like, I don't care. Like,
I've said this before. My first experience was my freshman year. This is when school actually started, so it wasn't during groups when I first came down. It was actually during the school year, and the girl hit me up. I am horrible when it comes to algebra. I can do finite and statistics easy, but when it comes to algebra, I don't understand it. And this girl messaged me early. Like, she called my house phone at about 10 a.m.
What?
She called me at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, and...
Spicy chicken wrap.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And then I it was a Saturday. I didn't get out of bed until like midnight, noon. And I listened to her. I'm like, okay. Then I called her back and I said, okay, it's 12 something now. Let me go ahead and take a shower and everything. I'll be over there about 1:30. And so I'll go over there. And we actually do study for like maybe an hour. And then she's like, hey, do you want to go get a movie? And I'm like, cool, why not? And so we went down to this. See, at my college, they had this thing where, and Chris, CW knows this, where you can get movies. All you got to do is check it out with your ID, school ID. And it was always in the school building. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So we got the inkwell.
Hey,
and,
yeah.
And then we ordered an 888 pizza. Because it was eight, like, the thing is, my college, we had, like, it was a medium pizza. Like, when I first got there,
man, that was so good.
It went up. But it was a crazy, crazy idea. So it was a medium pizza, 12 breadsticks, 2 drinks. Yeah. So we got that, and we're sitting there watching the inkwell, and all of a sudden, I like, and I know we're like, she's laying down, because her feet are, her legs and her feet are on my lap, but she's curled. And then all of a sudden, I just feel her doing circles with her foot. And I'm like, I know what you're doing right now.
Trying to get it.
Because at first, you know, I thought she was just, you know, repositioning herself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know, you, when you move your... And I'm like, no, she's doing circles. And I'm like, oh, you're trying to get me hard. I'm like, okay. And like, and then we went ahead, and then I'm like, wait, so this girl basically tried to, like, she snuck me over here because she knows, like, I'm dang near failing math, and we was over there studying, but
dang near failing.
We didn't talk one time during this actual physical studying section. I can't even say this that word together. Studying. Help me out, CW.
Studying session?
That word.
So, wow.
And it's like, oh, she was just using me for some dong. We only did it once because she ended up not coming back that next year.
It happens.
Yeah, I think she failed out. But it was just like, you know. And I think it's like today, this morning, I sent a message to one of her good friends. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to this episode. And if you want to find us, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, Burbank Misfits on Twitter.
Are we finished?
Yeah, on Instagram.
CC Fitness
LA on Instagram, CC Fitness LA on Twitter. CC Fitness on Facebook. Christopher_Willie, WILLIE _J on Instagram. Me, I'm Rawstar on Instagram and on Twitter. So tune in next week and we'll try to bring some more stuff.
Tune in, motherfuckers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.